You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hello, church. Magandang araw po. At again, it's a joy na tayo ay magkita-kita online in our worship service. 5 days to go na lang at Christmas Day na, kaya maligayang Pasko po sa ating lahat. Maligaya at makabuluhan po ang ating Pasko ngayon dahil ipinagdiriwang po natin at pinapahalagahan po natin ang kapanganakan po ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Kaya po, pag sinabi po natin in time, di ba? Ito po yung ating series na ating pong tatapusin ngayong araw na ito. Pag sinabi natin in time, we are saying it is on schedule, it is at the appointed time. And alam naman po natin na ngayon pong Pasko, ang dami po ang nagpapa-deliver online. And yung pong nag-order po ng mga bagay-bagay online, talaga namang umaasa po na maging on time yung pong paghatid, pagtanggap po ng na-order po online, di ba? And pag sinabi po natin Christmas, in the fullness of time, according to the schedule of God, dumating po ang ating Panginoong Jesus sa mundong ito noong unang Pasko. Kaya ngayon pong araw, patuloy po natin kilalanin ang ating Panginoong Jesus sa ating pong pag-aaral sa kanyang mga salita. Tayo po sumandaling manalangin. Panginoong Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa araw na ito. Lord, we ask you that you would open our eyes that we may see who you are in a fresh way maging sa Paskong ito, Panginoon. Salamat, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to us, that you are indeed the light of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ang pag-uusapan po natin sa araw po na ito, in this service, in this worship service, is that Jesus is the light. Yan. And our initial reading today is in John chapter 1, verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yan. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So Jesus, in this verse, we can see that He is the light of men. Man is in darkness without the light of Jesus. Man is lost without the light of Jesus. The word life and the word light, they are essentially the same. The idea of light emphasizes the manifestation of the divine light. Ano po ba yung life po ni Jesus? We can read in verse 17 of John chapter 1. At ito po ang nakasabi dito, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So the light of Jesus is the manifestation of His grace and His truth in our lives. Yan po yung liwanag o ilaw ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Jesus is the one that would manifest His grace and truth in our hearts. Pag sinabi po natin in time, yung pong liwanag ng Diyos, the light of God came into the world on the first Christmas that Jesus was born. And in the following verse, no, in verse 5, the first part of verse 5 in John chapter 1, it says that in Him was life, okay, in verse 4, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness. So yung pong liwanag ng ating Panginoong Jesus, yung kanyang ilaw po ay nagliliwanag sa kadiliman. Okay, and pag sinabi po natin kasing liwanag at dilim, di ba? Ito po ay magkaiba. It's a contrast, right? And when we say light, pag sinabi natin ilaw, ito po yung medium, no? Medium of illumination para makita po natin yung mga bagay-bagay. Sa Bible po, we can see that light can refer to physical light. The first book of the Bible, Genesis. Ano pong nakasulat sa verse 3 of Genesis 1? God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, light is something that's also physical, but light is often used in the Bible as symbolic. Yan, symbolic po. Kaya nga po yung sinabi natin kanina, kung yung life ni Jesus is full of grace and truth, the light is symbolic of the manifestation of the grace and the truth of Jesus Christ. Now, darkness naman, of course, ito po yung absence of light, di ba? But also, darkness is symbolic na paggamit po niyan sa Bible. In fact, sa John 3:19, ang sabi po dito ni John, sa verse 19 ay, let me see, no? And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world and people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. So dito natin makikita, no, na yung pong kadiliman, di ba? People love darkness. Why? Because their works are evil. So darkness here is symbolic of evil. If there is a presence, the presence of evil, then there is the presence of sin. Darkness is the absence of truth and the grace of God. Kaya po tayo po, no, in this fallen world that we live in, by nature, tayo po ay likas na makasalanan. Likas po na nag-iisip ng masama, likas na nagsasalita ng masama, likas na tayo po ay gumagawa ng kasamaan dahil po naghahari po yung kasalanan sa ating pong buhay. That is symbolic, no? Darkness is symbolic of evil. Now, it says in verse 5 that light shines in the darkness. Nagliliwanag ang ilaw sa kadiliman. The light of Jesus shines in darkness. It means that if it shines, then it reveals, ipinapakita yung nasa dilim. And you know, Pastor or the Apostle Paul agrees to the light that shines in darkness. It says in Ephesians 5:13. Let me just read. Okay, but when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. In other words, light exposes what is in the dark. Ine-expose, ipinapakita yung nasa dilim. Yan. Di ba tayo po, pag tayo ay pumunta sa cinema, manunod po tayo ng The Avengers, for example, di ba? Pagpasok niyo po sa cinema, madilim. Ang ating lang liwanag ay yung nasa ating pong nakikisa sa harapan, screen, no? And then, pag natapos na po yung ating movie, ano pong ginagawa ng cinema? Iniilawan nila yung cinema, di ba? And pag inilawan po nila yung cinema, lumalantad po yung mga kalat natin, yung mga pinagkainan natin, di ba? The trash, the litter all around us, it's being revealed by the light, from darkness. Yan po yung sinasabi po dito. So the light of Jesus is a revealing light. It reveals. You know what? The light of Jesus, it reveals the disguise of man. It reveals what is the secret of man. It reveals the pretension. Yan po yung ginagawa po ni Jesus. Tayo po sa ating pong advanced age, yung pong ating pong technology ay napaka-advanced na po, no? In this present age that we live in, we marvel at the invention of the MRI, the CT scan. Pag pumunta po tayo sa airport, di ba, meron po mga issue dati, yung mga laglag bala. Nakikita po nila dahil meron po silang technology that sees what is hidden. Right? Alam niyo po, technology may be good in revealing what is hidden in the physical. Jesus reveals to us what is hidden in our hearts. Jesus has the spiritual CT scan. Jesus has the spiritual MRI, and He would expose and reveal the secrets, the lies, even though we hide them by the external. Jesus reveals our true condition, because the light of Jesus is a revealing light. He reveals our true character. He reveals our true value. So ano po yung ating response if the light of Jesus reveals what's in our hearts? Our response should be like the prayer of David, I would believe. You know what the prayer of David is? In Psalm 51 verse 10, ito po yung panalangin ni David nung na-expose po yung puso niya sa harapan ng Panginoon. He said this in his prayer, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." That should be our prayer as well, as God would expose our true condition. Let us pray the same way. Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. When you go back to verse 5, again, in the first part of the verse, it says, the light shines in darkness. The word shines, or the word that light shines, it means that that light continues to shine. That light would keep on giving light. That because that light has power, that light has energy. Imagine with me a laser light. Diba yung laser light, depending on the wattage of that laser light, that light that would going out, is that it would go farther and farther because of the power of that light. What does it say to us in this verse? If the light of Jesus shines in darkness, then the light of Jesus is an advancing light. It goes farther and farther. Diba, meron po tayong maalala na baterya, yung energizer. Diba, it keeps on going and going and going. The light of Jesus goes farther and farther and farther. It advances. Why does it advance? Because Jesus' light is all-powerful. Hindi lang po ipinapakita, ine-expose ng Panginoon by His light what is in our hearts, but guess what? His light wants to advance in our hearts and takes over what's in our hearts. You know, if Jesus reveals the worry in our hearts, you know what the light of Jesus does? His light would take over that worry, and He would put peace in that heart. The light of Jesus reveals the hurt, but also the light of Jesus can take over and heal that hurt. Heal that heart with that hurt. So the light of Jesus is an advancing light. And ano po ba yung, if the light of Jesus advances, ano po ba yung response natin? Our response, I believe, is that we should pray the Lord's Prayer. You know what the Lord's Prayer was? In verse 9 and 10 of Matthew 6, He said, "Our Father, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In other words, by allowing the light of Jesus to advance and take over our hearts, we are allowing His kingdom to advance, to take over, and to reign in our hearts. That should be our prayer as well. Kaya po sa Paskong ito, I believe Jesus wants to advance in the hearts of every family. And He wants His righteousness to advance and take over families. He wants His peace and His joy to take over, to advance in our families. You know, in verse 5 of John chapter 1, in the second part of the verse, we can read, it says here, "And the darkness has not overcome it." The darkness has not overcome the light. So darkness cannot overcome the light of Jesus. Evil cannot triumph over the light of Jesus. With Jesus on our side, then we cannot be overcome by evil. But I like what the New King James render this verse. In verse 5, the second part of verse 5, you know what it says in the New King James? "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." The question is, why does the darkness cannot comprehend the light of Jesus? Well, we can find the answer in verse 10 and verse 11 of John 1. It says, "He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him." We can find two reasons why the world cannot comprehend the light of Jesus. Una, the world did not believe. Okay? The world did not know Jesus. Hindi po nila kilala. Okay? Si Jesus. Pangalawa, they did not receive Jesus. The world cannot comprehend Jesus because hindi po nila tanggap si Jesus. And if you look at the scripture, why is it that people don't know Jesus and they don't receive Jesus? Well, there is an opposition, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4. You know what 2 Corinthians 4:4 says? In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So the God of this world, who is the God of this world? Our enemy, Satan, the devil, he has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. The God of this world, the devil, has blinded the unbelievers with what? With false religion, with idolatry, with narcissism, with unbelief, with pride. But the question is, how can the world comprehend that light? If there is opposition keeping people from knowing Jesus and receiving Jesus, then I believe there's also be a solution that the world can comprehend the light. And the answer is found in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For it says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So we can observe in this verse, it is the light of Jesus that shines in our hearts, and we give out that light into the world. Si Lord ang nagbibigay ng liwanag sa ating puso, mga kapatid, para po maipalaganap po natin yung kanyang liwanag sa mundo. So, we can observe that we are to partner with God for the world to comprehend His light. You know, if you read verse 6 of John 1, it tells us how we can partner with God. Because it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." There was a man. He was John. Okay? John the Beloved was talking about John the Baptist here. Sent by God. Sent by God. And I want us to personalize this. If God is partnering, if we are partnering with God for the world to comprehend the light, then I would like us to personalize the verse. If you are a man or a woman, sabihin mo lang, "There was a man sent from God whose name was James," or "whose name is Harold," or "whose name is Chris," or "Chryso." Okay? In other words, we are being sent by God for the world to comprehend His light. So, the word "send" or "sent" from this verse is hindi lang po tayo humahayo, okay? To send here is we are being commissioned to do something as one's personal representative. Tayo po, we represent Christ and we are sent out to do something. Ano yung something na yun na ating gagawin? The verse 7 tells us the answer na gagawin po natin. Verse 7, it says, "He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through Him." So, ladies and gentlemen, we are sent as partners with God. We are sent out by God as His witnesses. Ang ating pong buhay ay nagpapatotoo sa mundo para po maintindihan po nila, makilala nila si God, makilala nila si Jesus, matanggap nila si Jesus. Our life, we are witnesses. And it says in verse 7, we are witnesses to bear witness about the light. Alam mo, thinking about it, God could have used nature. Sabihin ni God, ulap, pwede ka bang mag-twirl-twirl dyan para magpatotoo ka sa akin? Sabihin ni Lord sa wave, sa dagat, dagat, pwede ka bang mag-demonstrate ng magpakitang gilas ka nga dyan para magpatotoo ka sa akin? God could have decided to commission the animals. Okay, sabihin niya dun sa pusa, pusa, mag-meow-meow ka nga dyan para magpatotoo ka sa akin. O layon, pwede ka ba mag-growl dyan para magpatotoo ka sa akin? No! You know what Jesus did? God sent and used humans like us, we, God used His masterpiece as witnesses to bear witness. We are God's masterpiece, the Bible says. Ephesians 2:10 in the New Living Translation, it says, we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. So, mga kapatid, God's way of letting the light of Christ shine in the world is by human witnesses. You and me, we are witnesses by the Lord. God's way of pushing back the darkness is by human witnesses. Eh, Pastor, takot po akong magpatotoo. Baka ma-reject ako, Pastor. Baka masubal pala niyo sasabihin ko. You know, the answer to that is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. For it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. If you are afraid to witness, ano po yung ating confidence? Ang ating confidence is the Holy Spirit who empowers us to witness about the light of Jesus. You know, in verse 7, when you read it again, it says that He came, right? He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through Him. Ang ating pong panalangin ngayong Pasko is that we will be God's witnesses and we will bear witness about His light so that all may believe. All. Yung pong ating all na yon, maybe yung kaibigan natin, yung kaopisina natin, yung ating pong kapitbahay, yung pong ating kamag-anak, yung pong ating kapamilya, kapuso, kapatid, di ba? All may believe. Yan po yung nais po ng Panginoon. Sa pamamagitan po natin, lahat po ay makakilala, sumampalataya po sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Yan po yung nais po ni Lord. Kaya po ngayong Pasko, this Christmas 2020, people are aware. Aware po sila sa kapanganakan po ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At alam niyo po, dahil aware sila, magandang pagkakataon po ito para po tayo ay magpatotoo sa kahalagahan ng ilaw na nasa ating Panginoong Jesus na nagliliwanag po sa ating pong buhay. Yung ilaw niya, the manifestation of His grace and His truth in our lives. But wait, there's more. If you read verse 12 of John 1, ito pong nakasulat. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Yes, we believe in Jesus, but it says also in this verse that we are to receive Jesus, the light of man. The word receive is to what? To lay hold by aggressively, actively accepting what is available. Imagine nyo po, di ba, yung inyong matalik na kaibigan ngayong Pasko. Sinabihan ka sa text message o sa messenger, friend, dadalaw ako sa bahay nyo ngayon, di ba? And I will bless you through GCash. Ano yung response natin? Siyempre, di ba, friend natin yan, maniniwala tayo sa friend natin. Anong gagawin natin? We will accept, we will receive that friend gladly, di ba? And we will lay hold of our phone and we will send the number, our number to our friend para maibigay po niya yung kanyang blessing na GCash sa atin. We have to believe, we have to receive in Jesus. People may believe in Jesus, but they not necessarily believe in Jesus. But we need to tell them the importance of receiving Jesus, not just believing in Jesus. Because it says in the last part of verse 12, sabi po dito, He gave the right to become children of God. Jesus is worth believing. Jesus is worth receiving because why? He gives us a new identity, a new status. We will be called children of God. Is that good news? Siyempre, good news yun, di ba? Magiging anak tayo ng Panginoon. Now, imagine with me if people will not believe in Jesus, if people will not receive Jesus, then whose children are they? Kanino pong anak sila? kung hindi po sila mananampalataya at tatanggap sa ating Panginoon. You know, as I come to a close today, when Jesus ministered to the Jews, He declared plainly what He said here in verse 12 of John 8. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of light. Jesus said in the hearing of people that Jesus is the light of the world. Without Jesus, the world is in darkness. And Jesus said, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. So Jesus' light is not only a revealing light, Jesus' light is not only an advancing light, Jesus' light in this verse is a guiding light. As we follow Jesus, we will not walk in darkness. Jesus' light is a guiding light. The word guide, di ba? Pag sinabi natin guide, it shows us the way. You know, I remember in the early part of my marriage, me and my wife were driving from Baguio going to La Union, passing through the Naguilian Road early in the morning. It's very foggy. Ang hirap po mag-drive. Napakabagal po namin. And then all of a sudden, there was this truck that nag-overtake po sa sasakyan namin. And we were thankful because dahil po sa truck na yon, di ba, isa po yung naging guide namin para po matahak po namin na mabuti po yung aming pong dinadaanan. You know, Jesus' light, it guides us with His light. Because, you know, there are so many uncertainties that people say in this world today, but Jesus' light will guide us so that we will not get lost in the uncertainties of this life. Guide can also mean to lead, to direct, to advise. So imagine the light of Jesus. Jesus' light would lead us. If Jesus' light lead us, then there is so much sense of security and stability sa buhay po natin dahil siya po yung nag-lead sa atin. Well, if we are saying that Jesus is the one who will direct us, then there's so much sense of purpose as well. Kaya po, this Christmas, 2020 Christmas is really different because of the many things that had happened this year. But you know, we can be secured. We can be stable. We can have a sense of purpose this Christmas because Jesus' light will guide us. So our response is, let's follow Jesus. Let's follow Him, not just this Christmas, but every day in our lives. Amen? You know, as I end, you know, I have a flashlight at home, and di ba pag meron po tayong flashlight, saan lang po natin ididirect yung flashlight natin, doon po yung kanyang nililiwanagan, di ba? Si Jesus po, He is our light. And wherever we go, we shine the light of Jesus. Kaya po ngayong Pasko, wherever you go, sino man po yung makahalabilo po natin ng mga tao, let the light of Jesus shine in our hearts. Amen? Kaya po, sa hapon pong ito, sa araw po na ito, I would like us to just come to God today because Jesus' light, the light of Jesus, as I end, the light of Jesus is the one that would really shine in our hearts. And as we shine the light of Jesus, wherever we go, Jesus, the light of the world, is sending us to bear witness of His light. I would like to pray for all of us right now. Tayo po ay sumandaling manalangin. Lord, kami po ay nagpapasalamat for giving us, Lord, this understanding that You are our light. You reveal what is in our heart. Your light advances and reigns. Your light guides, Lord. And Lord, sa araw po na ito, Lord, ano man po yung area po ng puso po namin, we just submit it to You right now, Lord. Lord, anything in our hearts that You are revealing to us na kailangan ayusin, Lord, we surrender it to You right now. Like David said, create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit, O God, in us. And we allow you, Lord God, to advance, to take charge, to take over and reign in our hearts in the name of Jesus. I would like to pray for some people here in this service right now. You know in your heart that Jesus is not yet part of your life. You know, Jesus is inviting all of us, inviting you to believe in Jesus, to receive Jesus, and to follow Jesus. So right now, I would like to pray with you. If you want to believe in Jesus and receive Jesus and follow Jesus in your life, pray this with me right now. Jesus, thank you that you came into the world to bring light. And right now, Lord, binubuksan ko po ang aking puso sa inyo. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord, as my Savior. And from this day, Lord, I want to follow you. Thank you, Lord, that you are my light. I will never be lost. You will guide me. You will direct me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer, please contact us po sa number po na nasa screen po natin. We would love to help you get right, start right with the Lord. Amen? So as I end today, let me just pray. The Lord bless you with His light. Let the light of His grace and truth overflow in your life, so that you will be His witnesses, so people will believe, people will receive, and people will follow Jesus. Amen. So may you have a Christmas full of the life of Jesus that gives light to the world. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.